in favor of defenestrating children. This begins with an epigraph by the Chinese poet Li Bai. Flapping broke the Peng bird's wing, but its wind will stir the world forever. From Li Bai's final poem, Death Song. Let feathers fall as they'll fly, on the moon like stone. In water they sway, reflected as they drown, Li Bai-like, by which I mean drunk, in love with the moon of the river. Line up for ledge stands, children, books open. This lesson concerns whether stones can develop wings. First, a page on Li Bai, who lost his wings. He set two fans scapula high and tried to woo the moon while her face rested on the Yangtze. The lesson says his robes flamingoed skyward, a reflection the people thought of success. But please see figure 4, which shows how he crashed, hands first, like a drunk, into cake. Of course, by a drunk, I mean the Peng bird, and cake means the wings of his last river. Children, I'd like for you to consider the ghost of the moon in water's mirror. Some say it's a reflection of heaven. Others say it's flying stone. The lesson here? Teachers lie, so field test your lessons. If the moon calls, say maybe. I mean, get drunk on rum or hope. Glue feathers, tie springs. Reflect. How best to climb the wind? Kids, you must make wings. They say Mount Tangila rises moonward like balloons do, but that's a metaphor. It erodes daily, dwindling before the Yangtze, where waves recite the lessons of men who flew like hunted ducks into the moon's pale image. I mean, they jumped. Some were drunk. Know that not all who leap discover their own wings, but some manage to can-can dance on down, reflected in the river's blue, which is sky reflected over riverbed. It hides pebbles that yearn for a current to launch them high, but stones don't gain wings just by wishing, my featherless sons and daughters. Close your books. Once you've drunk deep of open air, step as if onto moon face reflected in a river. Mere lessons can't fortify you, my darling stones, so the drunker, the better. I mean, may wings swim you to the moon.